All right. Well, then I will welcome everyone to the October 1st Education POC meeting. May we have an opening roll call, please?
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Smith. Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Burke.
Here.
And Commissioner John.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Wonderful. Are there any staff that would like to introduce themselves this morning?
Mo Madani.
Jim Hammers.
Justin Vogel's on the line.
Tom Campbell's on the line as well.
And Michael Clark also.
All right, thank you. All right, well, first we have our agenda. Does anyone have any changes to the agenda this morning? If not, may we have a motion and a second to approve this meeting agenda?
So moved, Lane.
Thank you. I heard a motion and a second. All those approving this agenda, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. Next, we have the July 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes. Did anyone have any changes to those minutes? Not hearing any. Can we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes?
Motion, Burke.
Second, John.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving the July 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the meeting minutes are approved. We don't have any pending accreditor applications, so we'll go right into our new courses. And the first course is course number 995.0, 2020 Advanced Florida Building Code, Existing Building, provided by Contractors Institute and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael, can you tell us about this course?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide 7 hours of advanced code training specifically regarding the provisions found in the 2020 Florida Building Code, Existing Building, 7th Edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Not hearing any. All those in, can we have a motion for approval of this course, please?
I make a motion to approve, John.
I'll second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 995.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 995.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 996.0, 2020 Advanced FBC Significant Code Changes. This is provided by BCIC LLC and is accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th Edition to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition in the building and residential volumes and wind mitigation requirements in the existing building volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
This is John. I motion to make.
Okay. It's a motion for approval. Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number. Oh, my goodness. Which one are we on? We're on 996.0. Please
correct.
Say aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 996.0 is approved. Got too many courses here. All right, course number 997.0, 2020 Advanced FPC Significant Code Changes, Internet. That's provided by BCIC LLC, and it's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th edition to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition in the building and residential volumes and wind mitigation requirements in the existing building volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion, Burke.
Is there a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 997.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 997.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1001.0, 2020, Florida Building Code 7th Edition, Electrical Changes Advanced Internet, and that's provided by TLC Engineering Solutions, Inc., and it's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will cover the electrical updates to the Florida Building Code 7th Edition Building Section that will go into effect December 31, 2020. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion, Burke.
I second it.
Okay, that's a motion for approval of course number one. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 1001.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1005.0, and this is 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition Advanced Course Structure Internet, and that's provided by TLC Engineering Solutions, Inc., and it's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will cover some of the relevant code updates in the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code from the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code that affect the structural engineering of buildings and structures. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
And a second.
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1005.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1005.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1006.0, 2020, Florida Building Code, Energy Conservation, 7th Edition, Advanced Update, Internet, provided by TLC Engineering Solutions, Inc., and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will cover the mechanical, electrical, service, hot water, and commissioning section updates to the Florida Building Code, Energy Conservation, 7th Edition Energy Section, that will go into effect December 31, 2020. The updates to the plumbing, fuel, gas, and mechanical codes will also be covered. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Motion, Burke.
And a second?
Second, Langille.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1006.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 1006.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1007.0, Advanced FBC Walkthrough Codes Changes from 6th to 7th Edition. And this is provided by AIA Florida, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will highlight the changes from the current Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017 to the new Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020. It will start with the method of how the code is developed from the new base code, Florida Building Code 6th Edition process. The new process for the 7th Edition will be mentioned. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on it, on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion to approve, Langill.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1007.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 1007.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 1008.0, Advanced FBC, a walkthrough codes, changes from 6th to 7th edition online, and this is provided by AIA Florida and accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will highlight the changes from the current Florida Building Code 6th edition 2017 to the new Florida Building Code 7th edition 2020. It will start with the method of how the code is developed from the new base code, Florida Building Code 6th edition process, and the new process for the 7th edition will be mentioned. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion and second for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 1008.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 1008.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 991.0, 2020, Advanced Florida Building Code, Significant Changes to the 7th Edition Residential Internet. And this is provided by Johnston Service Corp, and it's accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a four-hour online course intended to introduce professional engineers to the significant changes to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Residential. The purpose of this course is to highlight changes in the building code and to assist in identifying specific code changes that have occurred and the reasoning and discussion behind the change. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the 32-question online quiz was missing from the course materials. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the 32-question online quiz being added to the course materials and reviewed.
Thank you. Is the provider or accreditor on the call? Do they have any problems with the conditional? Not hearing anything. Is there any other public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on the course? All right, so we'll be looking for a motion for a conditional approval.
Move for conditional approval, Langill.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of a conditional approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so that's course number 991.0, conditionally approved. Next course is course number 994.0, 2020, Advanced Florida Building Code, Significant Changes to the 7th Edition, Chapter 16, FBCB. And that's provided by Johnston Service Corp, and that's accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is intended to introduce professional engineers to the significant changes to the 7th Edition 2020 Florida Building Code, Chapter 16, Structural Design Building. The purpose of this course is to highlight changes in the building code and to assist in identifying specific code changes that have occurred and the reasoning and discussion behind the change. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Are there any POC comments? All right. Is there a motion for an approval?
Motion,
John. I motion to approve.
Okay. I heard a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 994.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 994.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 982.0, 2020 Florida Building Code Advanced 7th Edition Accessibility Scoping Requirements Internet, and that's provided by RedVector.com, Inc., and it's accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that covers the scoping provisions of the Florida Building Code Accessibility Chapter 2. Discussion will focus on where the code is applicable, the vertical accessibility requirements, disproportionate costs, exceptions, accessible routes, parking, and the number of specific applications. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course materials. It should be stated how the course will be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion to approve this course?
So moved, Langill.
Thank you. Is there a second to approve course number 982.0?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving this course, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 982.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 986.0. This is 2020 Florida Building Code Advanced 7th Edition, Accessibility Application and Administration Internet, and it's provided by RedVector.com, Inc., and it's accredited by Bill Dunbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will discuss the accessibility provisions of the Florida Building Code. It will cover statutory provisions, the format of the code, the use of advisory comments within the code, and the application and administration of the code. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that no mention was made, again, of a course evaluation in the syllabus, even though an exam did exist with the course material. It should be stated how the course would be evaluated in the syllabus. Otherwise, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the course? Is there any POC comment on this course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Thank you. And a second?
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 986.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 986.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 992.0, 2020 Advanced FBC Significant Code Changes, and this is provided by BCIC LLC, and is accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that presents the significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th Edition to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Are there any POC comments on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Thank you. And a second? Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 992.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Course number 992.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 993.0, 2020 Advanced FBC Significant Code Changes Online, and that's provided by BCIC LLC and accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th Edition to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Move motion. Approval.
Make the motion to approve, John.
Okay, I heard a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 993.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 993.0 is approved. Next we have course number 989.0, Advanced FBC, Preparing Code Compliant Construction Documents Online, and this is provided by AIA Florida, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that provides an overview of what and how an architect should be including in their construction documents culled from the current edition of the Florida Building Code that facilitates a roadmap for plans examiners to more rapidly review the design for code compliance and lessening the time to obtain and issue a building permit. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner John. I am.
Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On I'm. This may be okay, but I saw on some of the slides like.
Maybe John that he just lost power
or not or power not company. I would recommend if they're wanting to show like height dimensions or some of the wind load diagram dimensions I don't know if it was a PDF that I saw, but I did.
Madam Chair, were you able to decipher that? Because I couldn't.
No, I got nothing.
Okay.
Something about the heights needing to be changed.
Well, is there a different recommendation other than approval? Because I can ask Commissioner John to send me his verbiage. I can include it in the minutes, but I don't know what he's putting forth as far as is he wanting to change.
He indicated he just lost power.
Can you hear me?
Barely. Now we can.
I have no power in my home, so I'm working off a battery and a cell phone hotspot. So can you hear me now?
Hi. Yes,
now
go ahead.
Good.
Hello?
Yes.
Commissioner John, you're coming in clear now.
Just, it may be okay, but just...
Lost you again.
Hey, Michael, it's Tom Kantz, Tom Campbell. Yeah. I think the best approach is what you suggested suggested is to just get the information from him, and then you can incorporate that into what you send to the provider, and to the accreditor.
Right. I just don't know if he's recommending some other motion. If he wants a conditional approval or leave it as an approval and just include this in the notes.
Maybe if he could hear us, he could write that in the chat.
Okay.
Commissioner John, can you...
Well, shall we skip this one for right now and pick it up at the end?
Yes, why don't we do that? Good idea.
Okay. All right. All right, so we'll move on to course number 990.0. This is Advanced FBC, Preparing Code Compliant Construction Documents, and it's provided by AIA Florida, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Now, I'm wondering if this is going to be the same as the previous course. Let's skip this one for now as well, just in case.
Okay.
Now I think the next course, Commissioner John is going to want to abstain from.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go ahead with that one.
Yeah.
This will be course number 988.0, Advanced Review, FBC 2020, 7th edition, Code Requirements for Intake and Exhaust Louvers Online. And this is provided by Air Distribution Consultants International, LLC, and it's accredited by JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that reviews the Florida Building Code 7th edition 2020 requirements for outside air louvers used for intake and exhaust applications. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 988.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 988.0 is approved and will show Commissioner John as abstaining. All right. Next course is course number 987.0, FBC, Advanced Module 2020, Swimming Pool Updates. This is provided by the Florida Swimming Pool Association, and it's accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to assist pool contractors understand the changes to public pool code requirements in 2020, 7th edition of the Florida Building Code to ensure compliance. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 987.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 987.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 981.0. This is Florida Building Code 7th edition, advanced course provided by PDH Academy, and it's accredited by Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour online course that discusses many highlights and changes from the previous Florida Building Code 6th edition. This course is provided in accordance with the requirements of the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation for the required advanced Florida Building Code module. This course is designed to cover some of the most significant changes from the 6th edition to the 7th edition of the code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any POC comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 981.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Course number 981.0 is approved. Next, we have course number 977.0, 2020, FBC, and major changes in low slope roofing. And this is provided by FRSA, Florida Refrigerator Sheet Metal Air Conditioning Construction Association, accredited by accredited by JDV Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will assist contractors, inspectors, and design professionals in understanding how ASCE 7 has changed from 2005, 2010, and the 2016 edition. Attendees will gain an understanding of design considerations for projects based on the new requirements of ASCE 7, 2016. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the syllabus reference the course being both an instructor-led course and an online course. The syllabus should reference only one method of course presentation. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the syllabus being changed to reference only one method of course presentation.
Okay, is the provider or the accreditor on the line? Do they have any comments on a conditional?
This is Lisa with FRSA, and we're fine with that. I will resubmit that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comment on this course? All right, how about some POT comment? All right, then can we have a motion for a conditional approval, please?
Move conditional approval, Langill.
And a second?
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 977.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Course number 977.0 is conditionally approved. And last in this section is course number 972.0, Advanced Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020, Roofing Related Changes. And this is provided by FRSA, Florida Refrigerator Sheet Metal Air Conditioning Construction Association, and accredited by JDB Code Services, Inc. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide attendees with updates contained in the Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020 Building, Residential, and Existing Building Requirements for Roof Covering, noting differences between those and the Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017. Attendees will learn about ASCE 7-16 and how it affects the roofing portions of the code. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that a method of evaluation was missing from the syllabus. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to a method of evaluation being added to the course syllabus.
Okay. Is the conditional okay with FRSA?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Thank you.
Okay, super. Is there any other public comment on this course? Is there any POT comment on the course? Is there a motion for a conditional approval?
Move conditional approval, Langill.
And
second.
All right, all those in favor of a conditional approval on course number 972.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, course number 972.0 is conditionally approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We have some chat from Commissioner John. The diagrams. Okay, so we'll go back and do these. And then, Michael, maybe you can get some more direct comment, the feedback to the provider. So we will now go back to course number 989.0, this is Advanced FBC, Preparing Code Compliant Construction Documents Online, and this is provided by AIA Florida, and it is accredited by Code Consulting Services. Okay, did we already have the description? I think we did. We were up to a motion.
Yeah.
All right. Can we have a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second.
I make a motion to approve.
Perfect. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving course number 989.0, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, course number 989.0 is approved. And then we have course number 990.0, Advanced FBC, Preparing Code Compliant Construction Documents. And that's provided by AIA Florida, and it's accredited by Code Consulting Services. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides an overview of what and how an architect should be including in their construction documents, culled from the current edition of the Florida Building Code, that facilitates a roadmap for plans examiners to more rapidly review the design for code compliance and lessening the required time to obtain and issue a building permit. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
And a second?
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 990.0, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 990.0 is approved. All right, so we don't have any pending administrative approved courses. We have a few of the self-affirmed one change. And that first one is course number 607.3, 2020, FBC Advanced Module, ANSI 15 and ANSI 7, Flow Requirements, and TDH. And that's provided by Florida Swimming Pool Association, and the prior accreditor was Bill Dumball. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that defines the differences in requirements, concept, and specific goals between ANSI 15 Design Standard and ANSI-7 Conformance Standard. Illustrates real energy savings to consumers, calculates TDH and determines system flow for compliance, and shows the method of verifying flow to assure compliance with ANSI 7. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion for approval?
Motion, Burke.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving course number 607.3, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Course number 607.3 is approved. And last we have course number 270.3, and this is Advanced Building Code, and it's provided by Adcock Group, Inc., and the prior accreditor was Bill Dumbaugh. Michael?
Madam Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will focus on the 2020 Florida Building Code. The overall objectives are to provide information to contractors, which will help them stay current and thus more competitive in the construction market in the state of Florida. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of course presentation was both instructor-led and online. Also, a reference was made to the 2017 code in the syllabus. Exam questions numbers 2 and 10 need to be updated, and that the 6th edition needs to be updated on page 19 of the material. As a result, I recommend conditional approval of this course, subject to the above changes being made to both the syllabus and course material.
Is the provider on the line? Okay, not hearing anything. Is there any other public comment about this course? Is there any pot comment on the course? Is there a motion for a conditional approval?
Move conditional approval, Langill.
Second, Burke.
Thank you. All those in favor of conditionally approving course number 270.3, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 270.3 is conditionally approved. So we are up to the Education Administrator Activity Report. Please.
Madam Chair, the report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from July 15, 2020 through September 21, 2020. including the normal things of staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also included is training funding information for 2020-2021 that is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. If there are no questions, Madam Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the October Ed Hoc agenda.
All right, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Michael on his report? All right, is there any POC member that has anything that they would like to discuss? How about the general public? Is there anyone out there who has anything they would like to discuss? And then I will say that we are done, and we should have a roll call for adjournment. Sorry? All right, Michael.
Are we ready for the roll call?
I think we are.
Okay. Commissioner Dean?
Still present.
Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Langeal?
Here.
Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Burke?
I'm here.
And Commissioner John?
Still here and still without power.
Thanks for hanging in.
Exactly. Thank you so much. That's pretty tough. All right. Well, I thank everyone for their participation today. And we'll virtually see most of you, I guess, next week, coming up at the next meeting. So thank you all very much for your attendance.